In Thailand, the government has imposed a curfew in the capital, Bangkok, after a military operation to remove protesters from the city center. But there's still a lot of fighting in parts of the city, and TV cameras show smoke rising from burning buildings. For the latest, we're joined now by BBC reporter in Bangkok, Lucy Williamson. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Has the curfew come into force?
Yeah, the curfew is just about to come into force now. And just before, as it approached, we saw a huge convoy of security personnel driving along the expressway into the city. The government spokesman here has said that he believes it was a fairly successful operation, that most of the city is under control, but not all. There are still some pockets of violence. And as you say, there are some fires burning at key buildings throughout the city. And it's that they're hoping to put out during the overnight curfew.
Well, another reporter suggested that he is skeptical about any reports of abating violence and, in fact, said that he hasn't seen any reduction in the number of violence or fires lit. Have you seen anything to either support or refute that?
There have certainly been a lot of large fires lit during the day today. There have been huge columns of black smoke rising over the skyline here in Bangkok. And anyone that's been on holiday to Bangkok will know what a distinctive skyline that is and how surreal it is to see these huge columns of black smoke intermingling with the luxury hotels and the shopping malls here. In fact, one of the targets was a very famous shopping mall in the center of town. Also, the stock exchange was targeted. So, yes, the breakup of the main protest site does seem to have sparked a sort of a split. Splintering, if you like, a dispersal of some of the protesters around the city where they looted and attacked other areas. There's also been a breakaway group in the north who we're not sure how large they are, but they said they're no longer following the protest leaders. They are an independent group and they will continue to fight.
Okay, Lucy Williamson is a BBC reporter reporting to us from Bangkok.